Jordan, this game obviously took a real sudden bad turn for the Browns late in the first half. Just give me a sense of what was going through your mind when you saw that kind of coming apart.
We were playing great up to that point, you know, at the end of the first half. And good teams like that, you can't let them back in. We needed to keep the foot on the gas, but we let up, and they found a way to get back. And like I said, good ball clubs always find a way to get in there and make stuff happen.
When you got off to such a strong start and you had the momentum going, what was the feeling? Because it looked like on the road you guys had taken charge, and a lot of folks thought this was a very dangerous game for the Giants.
It felt great. It felt like we were supposed to be doing that. You know, everyone on the sideline was getting into it. There's a lot of energy, and it was just flowing. And I think we should be doing that a lot more. And it felt, you know, everything was going well. The quarterback was gelling with the running back, with the receivers, and it was just everything was working like we game planned it. So, like you said, we kind of let off right there, and then it kind of snowballed down there.
So, where do you go from here as a team? I mean, it's got to be crushing to have it end this way and have that second half go the way it did. How do you pick up the pieces at 0-5?
We'll look at the tape tomorrow. We'll be really critical of ourselves, and then we got to move on to the next week. It's got to have a short memory, but we got to learn from these mistakes and try to improve from this week to next week.
All right, Jordan, thank you.
Yep.